Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries to boost the linkages between agriculture and manufacturing, and a later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw says the ministry intends to address the high volume of food imports going into the tourism industry. Mr. Shaw says about 60% of the island's food imports are directed to the hotel, restaurant and institutional sector. He maintains that the majority of the food served by hotels should not be coming into the island on the same planes which transport tourists to the country.
Not just fresh food, processed foods as well.
He says that the matter must be addressed to create more opportunities for local farmers and producers while enabling visitors to enjoy the Jamaican experience.
We have to find a way to penetrate that very critical market, a market that is now over 4 million tourists.
The agriculture minister was speaking at the recent launch of the Jamaica Business Development Corporation's second edition of the True Stories from Farm to Shelf magazine at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. The magazine features stories of 29 local entrepreneurs in the agro-processing industry. The businesses are grouped into three categories: condiments and spices, sweet treats and snacks, and beverages. The event also highlighted the Jamaica Harvest brand, a line of gourmet food products made in Jamaica. Mr. Shaw says the ministry envisions that the Agricultural Marketing Corporation AMC complex located on Spanishtown Road in Kingston will become a modern, supportive agro-industrial complex for the processing and packaging of fresh foods for the domestic and export markets and the tourism sector. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day.
I know everything good for eat, good for talk.
Translation: it's not everything that is good to eat is also good to discuss. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
You see great too, dear sir. It's a one that must say, don't do it.
Girl, the way I'm happy if I make mistake.
You must proud of Lisa though. If a social go no, you can imagine university. By the way, you have money?
No, my dear. That's why me and Kevin plan for use the land title for go get a loan down at the bank.
What? You can do that?
But away you there. That's why we make sure we pay off the loan and collect the title from HAJ. Your land title are more than just a piece of paper, you know. It's proof that the land are your one and them key are on your half.
May I forgot call HAJ tomorrow for find out how me can get my title?
Pay for your land, collect your title, secure your future. Call the Housing Agency of Jamaica today at 968-7522-4 or visit hajl.gov.jm.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, some things are better left unsaid or unspoken. A similar meaning is, don't repeat everything you hear. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.